Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Andrew Golden covers the Nats for the Washington Post. I believe he has confirmed that Toboney's on his way into D.C. to run the baseball ops department. So, Andrew, tell us about the hire and why today and how we got here.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting move. Obviously, Toboney has a lot of experience with the Red Sox and their scouting department. The Red Sox are known for developing some of the top prospects in baseball. Obviously, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, and those sort of things. So I think it's an interesting hire. Obviously, there's a focus on player development and improving in that area. That I think this is a great hire. I think obviously he's a lot of experience. He's very young, obviously being 35, but I think it's really interesting. But obviously having a similar model to the Red Sox, who have developed a lot in their player development, and obviously getting to where they're at, I think it's really important. And I think it's a good hire.
What does it mean for Mike DiBartolo?
That's a great question. I think it's the biggest thing. It's unclear at this point in time if head of baseball operations means he's the president of baseball operations, if he's the GM, is there somebody under him? How does Mike DiBartolo fit in? And so I think we're still trying to figure that out, but it's a little bit unclear at this point.
So what could that look like, Andrew? Like, if he wanted to keep him around, could he be president DiBartolo's GM? And kind of go deeper into, like, how you think that initial process goes to determine the fate of a guy like DiBartolo or Shalaba or so many other guys in the front office that have worked so hard over the years.
Yeah, it should be interesting. It's a matter of, like, do you want to bring in some fresh perspective, or do you want to bring in people who have been there before and know the ropes a little bit? And so I think it's a matter of how do the learners want to structure this? How do they want how much influence are they allowing Toboney to have in the process versus how much of it is them? Because you want to keep these guys, we know them and we understand what they've done. So I think it's interesting to see how it plays out. And I think, again, there's a lot more questions than answers at this point in time. So I think it's interesting to see how it all plays out.
So they hired an executive search firm, and those don't come cheap. And you get one of these guys that's in demand, which probably doesn't come cheap. And you would think you got to give him a pretty good amount of authority and the ability to kind of implement what he would like, .. So the other million-dollar question, or maybe more than that on everybody's mind, Andrew, is does this mean that the Lerner family and then everyone in charge is now going to start the required spending, not just on players, but on everything to make this a competitive organization again?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see, like, will they actually invest? I think I heard Grant saying this before, before I hopped on. Like, it's like, obviously you can hire a new GM to hire these different things, but, like, what is the investment like in terms of money into building the team to where it needs to be, right? Like, obviously the Red Sox, as much as they have, a lot of these young prospects, they also signed Alex Bregman to a big contract this offseason. I know there are opt-outs and those sort of things, but, like, I think it's a matter of, like, how much are you not only just willing to invest in hiring smart people who can help develop in some areas, but also how much you're willing to invest monetarily into getting the system to where it needs to be. And that's not just spending on players, too. It's like, do you put the right things in the minor leagues, do you put people in the right positions to be successful? Are you hiring the right coaches? So there's a lot of things that go into are you spending and investing. It's not just player acquisition. It's also like, what are you putting around the players to help them be successful?
What are the chances that Toboney blows this thing up even further this offseason? You trade a Mackenzie Gore to add to the system and get a bunch of guys in your image to kind of create that minor league competition to build this thing back up. I can't imagine like a CJ's on the move, but that they really, instead of saying, hey, we got this young core, we're not that far away, we'll spend a little money. What about, like, moving a couple of guys that are assets and trying to reboot this rebuild?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. Again, it's a matter of how does Toboney kind of operate and where are his thoughts on on the system. Like we really don't know what he thinks of it, but I think that the offseason moves that he makes will be a telling sign of where he views the organization and how he thinks it'll be best to get them back to the top. And so I'm interested to kind of see how things shake up this offseason. I think it'll be a pretty good predictor of how he kind of views the team.
Andrew, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.